And now back to New York City and the Republican National Convention. Joining us is Brad Stein, a stand-up comedian with a conservative twist. He performed last night at R the Party, a bash hosted by First Daughters Jenna and Barbara Bush. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I couldn't wait to get here. And here I am.
And here you are. How was the party?
It was fun. Everybody was just nuts. You know, it's Republicans. We're just crazy.
You're crazy, but you're... Is New York City sort of a foreign territory for a lot of these people? I mean, given their druthers, wouldn't the Republicans have the convention in Branson?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, that's right. We went like bib overalls. That's who we are.
That's who you
are.
Well,
you know what? I mean, you know, I think that's cool. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You know, Republicans could have said, let's just go to New York. Let's just go crazy, you know, and show that we're not, we'll go anywhere. It's America. Let's just, and it's all over the place. I mean, it is busy, and they have, you know, it's funny, too, because it's the most security I've ever been in my life. I mean, I'm a comic, you know. So to me, security is like some guy named Lou that says, go do your show. But now it's like CIA guys who are saying, be funny or I can make your family disappear. You know, so it's scaring me.
So normally security is a bouncer. Is the city seem safe to you?
It's a dichotomy because there's like 8 billion policemen and then all these, you know, Secret Service guys. And then they have like ramps made out of plywood that they go. And so I'm thinking, yeah, you know, nothing will stop like plastic explosives, like plywood and like drapes that they've hid. So I don't know. I don't know where I'm safe, where I'm supposed to hide. I'm scared, but happy and excited to be part of this free process of democracy running crazy here in New York.
Did you get a chance to see any of the demonstrations yesterday?
I did, actually. I mean, you know, the thing that's interesting about protests is I don't know where they come from, because you never see them like before they protest or afterwards. They just vanish, and then suddenly they're here to protest, and they don't look like normal people to me. That's what's weird. It's like, I mean, they want you to take them seriously. They're like, yes, we want to change the world, but they're not wearing pants. So this I don't understand. It's like, well, you're going to have to be a little bit more serious looking for us to take you serious, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, this party last night, who was there? Other than the First Daughters, we know about that.
You know what? I'm just a comedian. I didn't know anybody. No, and nobody knew me, surprisingly. It's like, you know, you're the comic guy. You go sit in the corner and, like, eat something. You know, go have a 7-Up and leave us alone. But, you know, the daughters were there and, you know, different young Republicans. And you know what's interesting? They really wanted to make it kind of nonpartisan and sort of let everybody be welcome, which to me was a little befuddling, that they wanted it to be nonpartisan. I'm thinking, isn't this kind of like the GOP convention? I thought they sort of had a partisan lean, but I guess they wanted to be a little bit more sort of pluralistic, and so everybody was welcome.
It must have been an interesting room to work.
It's interesting, yeah. It's the whole thing is different because people are like, they have, you know, and they try to bring every type of entertainment. So they had, like, you know, all kinds of hardcore music, and then suddenly a girl with, like, just playing acoustic guitar. So, you know, and she's sitting there going, oh, beautiful. This is what I... And people had just got done, you know, doing, like, some kind of hardcore rap, and then suddenly here she comes from Nashville going, I don't think I belong here, I'm afraid. But, you know, it was fun. It's exciting to be part of this. It's really interesting to see how you come into these things thinking, you know, you're going to be sort of angry at the people that disagree. But really, there is this invigoration of realizing this is what democracy is. Everybody's got a point of view, and you're allowed to speak it freely. And I love that.
Brad Stein, good luck, and thanks very much for being with us.
It's been my pleasure. I'll come on every day.
Brad Stein, his latest DVD, A Conservative Unleashed, will be out come October. You can find a link to his website at npr.org. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.